The Wisconsin Badgers women's soccer team qualified for the Big Ten tournament this weekend after a 1-1 double overtime tie Sunday at home against the Iowa Hawkeyes. It was the regular season finale for Wisconsin, and it was the team's ninth overtime outcome of the campaign. Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime online for all the info you need to connect and give and help keep the show on the air at WWIB.com. Claire Odemark is a 5'11 junior forward for the Badgers. She is with me to bring us up to speed and talk about this crucial showdown with the Iowa Hawkeyes on Sunday. Claire, welcome to S&C. Talk about the 1-1 tie that got you in.
Yeah, so going into that game, it was senior day, and so there was a lot of emotion, too, thinking that it could be our last game. But we all just went in and fought really hard, and we were very thankful that just a tie would get us through because we've been going into overtime so much this season. We have the record for UW soccer for the most overtimes, which is crazy. So it was just great that we were able to make it through, and we're so excited to be able to play in the tournament because that means another week of practice and being with the team. And we play number one Rutgers, who is undefeated in the Big Ten. So wish us luck.
Okay, lots of luck to you all. Yeah, nine overtime finishes this year. Certainly better than a loss, but not the outcome that you had going into that any match. You see it as more the glass half empty or glass full with all these overtime finishes?
Man, it's been interesting because we've been struggling just to get the outcomes, but we've been overplaying like a lot of the teams we've been playing. So I think it's actually, we can look at it as frustrating, but I think it's encouraging because we've been winning 50-50 balls. We've been getting more shots off than the other team, getting the box more. So I think it's encouraging because all we need to do is just like get that little last slip. And if we keep on doing what we're doing, I think we're going to be able to do it. Also, it's just another week of focusing on us, and a week of not having a game will be good, I think, just to like re-get us ready for it.
Sure. You outshot Iowa 7-1, 7-1, and they score their lone goal on that first shot early in the match. Had to work from behind on Sunday, didn't you?
Yeah, it was crazy because that was their one shot, and they got it in the first 5 minutes. I don't really know exactly how that happened, but it was kind of frustrating because we were outplaying them, and then after they scored that first goal, we kind of panicked for a little bit in the first half, and then with like 10 minutes left in the first half, kind of pulled ourselves together and then started playing back at our game. And so thankful that we got that one in before the half ended just to like reboot us. And then second half, we came out just flaming. So, we panicked at first, but then we pulled ourselves together.
Yeah. And so knowing that if you lose, the season's over, Iowa scores first. Talk to me about playing under that kind of pressure.
Yeah. So for all of the regular time, regulation time, we thought we had to win. So we were like just powering down and just attacking the other team and trying to get as many crosses off and shots off as possible. And then it wasn't until the second overtime that our coach was like, okay, we just looked at all the standings. And so if we keep it tied, we'll be able to move on. And so we just like the second overtime, we still were trying to score, but we were just like being careful with like passes in the back and making sure that we weren't giving up any like free balls for them down the line. And so we were just happy with the tie in the end because that means we get to keep on playing, but still thought we deserved the outcome. But yeah.
So your coaches were actively monitoring other Big Ten matches that day while you were playing to see if you had a chance, huh?
Yeah. Well, one of my coaches is really into the statistics and all that stuff, so she was kind of measuring it out before the game and then thinking about, okay, if they win, what happens? If this other team loses, will that help us? And so she kind of had it figured out before the game, depending on how the results went.
Yeah. It's got to be very comforting for you to have Jordan Bloomer back as your goaltender, All-American, one of the best in the nation, backing you up, huh?
Oh, yes. It's so great having her back there because whenever someone has like a breakaway or something, I have got that little extra reassurance that she's going to be diving all over the place. And she's just so great to have back there with her loud voice. She's constantly commanding everyone on what to do. And so it's nice to have that leadership on the field.
Yeah. And so with that solid tender you have back there in Jordan, does it allow you to, you know, be a little more aggressive offensively?
Honestly, I don't think it changes the way we play, but it just does add like a sense of reassurance being able to like pass back to the goalie and not be afraid to make a little bit more risky passes because we know that like we've got her back there. But in general, I don't think it makes us play much different.
All right, junior forward Claire Odemark of the Wisconsin Badger women's soccer team. On the air, you've played 9 overtimes. We're going to have to take sports and commentary into OT. How fitting is that? We're out of time here, Claire, so let's, if we can, get you back for the next show, huh?
Yes, thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Yes, you too. Claire, we'll reconnect on S&C. God bless you.